Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, continuing on the rules regarding a principal and an agent. Nosan Pruta. So let's say the principal takes a pruta that belongs to Hegdish and gives it to the shliach, to the agent. Amalai, he tells to him, Hove li b'chetzya neiris b'chetzya psilis. He says, can you buy for me with half of the money, half a pruta, buy some lamps, and with the other half of the pruta, buy some wicks? V'holach v'hevilai b'kula neiris. And instead, the shliach, the agent, went and used the entire pruta, the entire funds, the entire money to buy a lamp, to buy lamps, or he used the entire pruta to purchase wicks, or the principal says to the agent, Hove li bakula neris, please buy for me with the entire pruta all lamps, or he said, please purchase for me with the entire pruta wicks, and then the shliach, the agent, did something different. He went and he used the money, half of it for lamps and half of it for wicks. In that case, shneim leimalu, then neither the agent nor the principal has committed me'ila. And the reason is, since each one only committed me'ila up to a half a pruta, right? And in each case, the shliach listened to the principal, the agent listened to the principal for only half. So the half that he listened, that is considered as if the principal is me'ila, but that's only for half a pruta. And the other half that the shliach, the agent, changed, he did differently than what he was instructed, that meal is on him. But again, that only extended to half a pruta. And as we said, you have to be ma'al in a pruta's worth in order to be oivran meila. So therefore, they are both putter. Aval, however, zakti mishnah im amalai, if the principal tells the agent, hoveli b'chetzi neiris mima complaini, please bring for me half of the money, bring for me, buy for me lamps from a certain place, b'chetzi b'silais mima complaini, and then with the other half, please buy wicks from a different place. And the shliach went and he changed and he bought the lamps from the place where he was supposed to buy the wicks. And then he also bought the wicks from the place that he was supposed to buy the lamps. Hashliach mal, in that case, the agent is the one that is oivran me'ila because he did change the instructions that he was instructed to do and he changed it for all of it. So he was oivran a pruta's worth. So he's Ivran Me'ila. Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Nosan lai shtei prutais. Let's say the principal gives an agent two prutais that belong to Hegdish. Amalani tells him, Havali esrig v'halach v'havalai pruta esrig v'pruta remind. So he told him, use the two prutais and buy an esrig for me. And instead, the agent went and used one pruta for an esrig and one pruta for a remind, and one for a pomegranate. Shnei amalu. In that case, the Chumim say they are both Ivran Me'ila. Why? Because at least for the one pruta that he listened to the principal, that is on the principal. So he's over and that's a pruta worth. And on the prutas that he changed the instructions, that's on the shliach. And he also spent a pruta. So therefore, they're both over on me'ila. The Gemara explains that this is actually where the esrog that the shliach bought was really worth two prutas, but he only had to spend one pruta on it. However, if he actually bought an esrog that was only worth one pruta, then even the Chachamim would say that he didn't listen to what the principal had said, because the principal wanted an esrog that was two, and he only brought him an esrog that was one. So here, he actually listened to him and brought him an esrog that was worth two, but he only had to spend one for it. Rabbi Yehuda says, and in that case, again, where it was really worth two, even in that case, Baal HaBayis Lemal, even though he brought him back a pruta worth two, he basically listened to the Baal HaBayis, still, Baal HaBayis can say, look, I'm not over Mila. Why? Shu'aymalai, the principal will tell the agent, Esrig gadol yisim b'vakech. Ba'amalai, I wanted a big Esrig. And if you could have bought a bigger Esrig, then that's what I wanted, but you didn't. V'heveysa li katan v'ra. You bought me a small and a very bad Esrig. Now, similarly, nasan like dinners, though. Let's say he gives him a golden dinner. And Amalai and the principal tells the agent, Hove li cholok, go bring me a very expensive shirt. V'holach v'hevi loy b'sholish cholok u'b'sholish talis. And instead, the agent bought him for three selas, it's really three selas and half a dinner. And then the other one, b'sholish talis, and he spent three selas and half a dinner, he bought a talis. Some say that he actually did three and three, and the rest out of the dinner zov was given to him as change. In that case, shnei amalo. Again, the Chachamim say they both are mila because they both were over on hegdish for the misappropriate hegdish up to a pruta. Here, Rabbi Yehuda again says, Again, the Baal Bais is not over Milish, whoever lo, Echol Gadol Yisim Mevakesh. I wanted a nice big shirt. Ve'hevesa li katav ran. It said you bought me a small and a not very nice shirt.